Welcome and thank you for listening to my latest blog entitled Ready, Set, Go. Ready or not, here I come. I suspect all of us recall this familiar phrase from the childhood game of hide and seek. For many of us in education, these words surface in our minds during this time of year. What happened to the summer break? Ready or not, the school year is upon us, and before we know it, children will be walking the halls again, and we need to be prepared. No educator I know likes to begin a school year unprepared. We prepare lessons, organize materials, review schedules, plan meetings, anticipate questions, and think through all the things that could possibly go wrong. We know that preparation doesn't guarantee that everything will go according to plan, but it does help us navigate the unexpected when it comes. Well, the same is true in our spiritual lives. In fact, perhaps the most important preparation we can make for a new school year has nothing to do with our lesson plans, classrooms, schedules, or to-do lists. It has to do with preparing our hearts. Jeremiah gives us a beautiful picture of what happens when we place our trust in the Lord. In Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, he says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach down deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit." Man, what an encouraging picture for educators. A tree with deep roots may still experience heat and drought, but its roots provide what it needs to remain strong and continue producing fruit. That's what happens when we're spiritually rooted. It doesn't mean we won't face difficult days. It means we're rooted deeply enough in Christ to face challenges when they come. So, as a new school year begins, let's think about these three simple words. Ready, set, go. Okay, let's start with ready. Think about what it takes to get ready for a race. You know, an athlete doesn't just simply show up on race day and expect to perform at his best. Preparation happens long before the race begins. And this involves training, discipline, practice, conditioning, and commitment. And the same is true for educators. You know, I'm reminded of a time when my best friend was unexpectedly moved from second to first. And she had worked diligently on her plans, and she was so excited for the first day. Well, I walked into her room about mid-morning, and she promptly directed my eyes to the trash can. There were her meticulous lesson plans. Trashed. Refusing to be derailed, though, she successfully pivoted. Not because it was easy, but because she was prepared. How much more important is preparation in our spiritual lives? We need time in God's Word. We need time in prayer. We need to grow in our knowledge and understanding of who God is, who we are in Him, and the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And the more time we spend in Scripture and prayer, the more these truths become familiar to us. We're reminded of God's character. We're reminded of His promises. We're reminded that we're not walking into the school year alone. We need those reminders because none of us knows what the year will hold. The reality is every educator faces obstacles during the course of the school year, and sometimes additional unexpected trials surface that extend beyond our jobs. A health crisis, a family struggle, the loss of someone we love. We simply don't know what's ahead. The question is not whether unexpected things will happen. The question is, are we ready? Are we spiritually prepared? Are our roots reaching deeply into the living water of God's Word? Are we spending time with Him now so that when difficult days come, we know where to turn? the strength we need tomorrow is developed through the time we spend with God today. All right, let's look now at the word set. As I think about set, my mind goes to a sprinter crouched at the starting line. She's trained, she's physically and mentally prepared. She steps into those blocks, positions her body, and fixes her eyes on the finish line. She knows she cannot look around at the other lanes or be distracted by the crowd. She must focus on the race in front of her. The sprinter is not only ready, she is set. Well, God's word's very clear about where we're to fix our eyes and what we are to set our minds on. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith." Keep your eyes on Jesus. That sounds so simple, but we know how difficult it can be. There will always be distractions. There will always be frustrations and disappointments, difficult people, unexpected circumstances, and things that don't go the way we planned. We can easily become consumed by what's happening around us, and that's why we set our minds on matters that really matter to the Lord. Then Paul gives us that instruction here. "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts," and some versions say set your mind, "on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things." In other words, set your mind on these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. We all know that whatever we choose to set our minds on makes a difference. We see it in our classrooms every single day. Success or failure often begins in the mind. What we believe about ourselves, our circumstances, and what is possible can really shape how we respond. The Bible tells us that we have victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do we set our minds on that truth? Do we believe that no matter what we experience on our way to the finish line, there is purpose, provision, and protection along the way? Do we hold on to God's promises, believing that He has given us everything we need to live a godly life? Do we set our minds on the truth of God's word rather than the circumstances in front of us? Peter reminded us in 2 Peter 1:3 that we have already been given everything we need for living a godly life through Him. God has not sent us into this school year empty-handed. He has equipped us for whatever lies ahead. Here's our final word, go. So we did ready, we did set, now let's go. This is where the rubber meets the road. We've prepared, our focus is set, and now it's time to go. We are headed into a new school year, and how will we go? Will we go spiritually ready, rooted deeply in God's word and strengthened through prayer? Will we go with our eyes fixed on Jesus and our mind set on the things of Christ? We don't know what the school year will bring, as I've already said. We don't know which days will be easy and which ones will test us. We don't know the opportunities God will place before us or the challenges He will ask us to walk through. However, we can know this. God has already given us everything we need. So, educator, take a deep breath. Prepare your arts. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Set your mind on the truth of God's word. Step into the year with confidence, not because you know what lies ahead, but because you know the one who does. Ready, set, go. Your victorious year awaits.